This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're live on the floor at Converge 2013 in Orlando, Florida. And we're talking with Dr. Mark Stavros from the Florida State University and College of Medicine there. And congratulations, because I understand you are a winner of the Small Business Excellence Award.
Thank you very much.
Tell us why you won that award, Doctor.
Well, basically, the idea was to use telemedicine equipment in a rural international setting. And so Florida State has had a relationship with Panama, country of Panama, for about 10 years. And we take medical students down to Panama and we open up clinics in some of the rural areas. And this year I was able to use some telemedicine equipment where I could go do an evaluation on a patient and actually transmit that information back to a colleague of mine back in the United States.
So you actually went out into the field, out into the jungle, and I've been to Panama. It's very remote down there. And you used that telemedicine technology with Scopia to do what? Consults, video?
Yeah, we did direct patient care. So we were able to take pictures and interviews and gather information on patients directly. And we could either send that by cloud or even do live streaming through Scopia.
Now, in addition to sending back the EKGs and the videos, you were using audio as well. So you were consulting with a colleague back here?
Exactly.
How many patients did you see, do you think?
Oh, we definitely saw over 100 a day and sometimes around 150 a day.
Wow.
Now, not every patient had telemedicine, but select patients when we needed to use it and consult back with the United States with my colleague, we could use it then.
And the wireless technology you used was what both Wi-Fi and an air card?
Yeah, we had both Wi-Fi, which was mostly in the main city, Panama City. And then outside of that, you ended up using cell towers, so using a 3G or a 4G network.
That is an incredible use of the technology. Do you think you got to see more patients because you used this?
I would say that we could see them in a different venue. So some patients were being seen through a telemedicine aspect, some were not being seen via telemedicine. But the opportunities to give a broader range of healthcare was certainly there. So if I need to consult something that's outside of my realm, then I could definitely consult a specialist that could help me in that situation.
So people there got a better level of care then?
Yeah, they get a wider, broader level of care.
What's your specialty in medicine?
Emergency medicine.
Okay. So give me an idea. What was a typical consult that was outside of your scope that you needed to bring someone in on?
Well, certainly tropical diseases would be a little bit outside. Now, I study up on that and I understand that pretty well from my standpoint because I've been doing it for 10 years. But when you get into certain rashes and certain bug bites that might be a little bit strange, then I can consult, if I needed to consult somebody that was a dermatologist or even somebody that specialized in tropical medicine. Now, I think the ideal spot for telemedicine wouldn't even be in my hands. It would be in the hands of somebody that doesn't have all the expertise already there. So for instance, let's say a first year medical student or an EMT or a paramedic or a nurse or somebody that's out in the field or a healthcare worker in their situation. They can gather information, transmit that to the expert that is actually going to make a medical decision. So they may not be in the realm of actually making the final medical decision on a patient, but they can give that information to the expert that can make that medical decision.
Well, yeah, because a paramedic today is already going to do a certain level of voice collaboration with a hospital, but they're missing the video side of it today.
True.
And that's what I think that's what Scopia is going to bring. That's going to actually change the game of first responder medicine.
Certainly.
In the field. It's really going to increase the amount of the level of care that gets out there when it's needed.
Absolutely.
It's also going to help direct the right resources and not misdirect them to where they're being used.
Which is very important.
Very important. Doctor, wonderful use of technology. What a great profession to be in. That's a profession where you must go to sleep and sleep well at night knowing that you've
I do. Thank you very much.
So thanks for stopping by, sitting down at the podcast. And again, congratulations on your award. Well deserved.
Thank you.
Okay.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.